Episode 22.
It's all happening.
This time is definitely happening, right? Okay.
Take three.
Spoiler season.
It's all coming up.
Time for spoilers!
It is spoilers, yeah. Not specifically Commander ones.
But fun ones.
Fun ones.
Sherman, take us away.
Sometimes we like to have fun.
We're talking about, let's start off properly first. Hey, everybody, welcome to Into the 99, where we have 99 cards, because Commander's number one. I'm one of your hosts, Sherman.
I'm Hope.
I'm Daniel.
And I forgot my name. I'm Brian.
Oh, my God.
we're talking about a set that's coming out February 29.
Fun times.
Everyone should definitely go to their local game store and draft this set. It looks extremely fun. We're going to touch a little bit at the end about our opinions on using
legality.
These cards in Commander and what the take should be. Of course, there's going to be some things that just use your common sense is going to be basically the premise we touch on. But we'll get into that later.
But we're talking unsanctioned, boys.
This is unsanctioned.
Okay, can I scroll yet? Because,
yes.
We haven't seen the spoilers yet.
Out of everyone, the only one here that has seen any of these spoilers, sans the land, of course, which I think are beautiful and everyone seems to hate. Hope's raising her hand. I don't know why.
I've seen a bunch of them.
The spoilers?
Yeah.
No, you've seen a few of the legendary ones. You've seen six cards.
Oh.
She's lying.
I've seen
them. Anyways.
Oh, either way, if that's the case, you guys seen it. Brian, I know, haven't seen it. I definitely haven't seen a single
one. And we won't even let him scroll down on
this
the page.
This looks like the most fun set to draft in ages.
Ages.
I normally like playing the unsets.
Unsets are fun.
They're hilarious because they're fun. Silly combos, silly mechanics and everything. It's just fun overall.
This is just a good night out with your friends.
Yeah,
straight up.
The other thing, too, is as Commander players, we might have to start learning how to draft because they did announce a Commander draft, and I will be drafting that.
Yeah, I saw the draft.
I
have to agree.
I get it. They want to drag us in. They want us to buy some packs. Let's see if it's worth it.
I'm down for that.
I think I've opened enough packs of this current set.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm buying packs no matter what, so.
Yeah. let's get into some of these.
Yeah,
I'm
going to start with some of the rares. So.
Calm down.
No, I'm not going to calm down. I want to see what there is. Okay.
All I see is Bob.
Bob. He's a planeswalker. He's an unsanctioned planeswalker.
Let's go in order.
Okay.
Sorry, it's Bob.
Okay.
He loves people.
No, the first one is going to be Cadian.
Love it.
Night Owl. 3 white. Legendary creature, bird knight. What the heck? Night lifelink?
Yeah.
Damage dealt by knights you control also caused you to gain life that much life. That's awesome. Holy smokes. Okay. So it's a 4/4. Okay, for 1 white. That night owl gains vigilance till end of turn. Activate this ability only from sunrise to sunset. What? What? Okay, there's definitely a new mechanic or something like that. Or actually mean actual sun?
Yes.
So while you're drafting it, if you're drafting this in the daytime, the rules have to go the day and the night.
Oh!
A lot of these cards will you'll see as it goes.
Okay. And then for 1 black, you can gain flying until end of turn. Activate ability only from sunset to sunrise.
Yeah.
So nighttime. So during the day he can have vigilance. At night he can only fly.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's an owl. He's nocturnal.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so.
They're so dumb. I love it.
They have an unset.
Owls are quite intelligent, actually.
No.
Can you not be birdist right now?
Oh,
fantastic. Common
pigeon.
But for the first time ever, right? They have a planeswalker.
Bevy of beetles.
I love
Bob.
Bob.
So,
what's up, Bob?
As Bob enters the battlefield, create 4 1/1 blue beeble creature tokens. The number of loyalty counters on Bob is equal to the number of beebles you control. That's cool.
Yeah.
When I first looked at it, I thought it was a box of BBs. I thought the L was an I.
So, we used to play Airsoft, for those who don't know. So
it's +1. Up to X target Beebles can't be blocked this turn, where X is the number of cards in your hand.
That's fantastic. And a -1 is draw a card.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's dope.
I love this.
Heckin' dope.
It's really cool that they made a Planeswalker in the unset. So.
Is there more, though? That's my question.
What? What are you laughing at?
She just—I have it blown up on my screen. She just saw the artwork of the next one.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
So, are we talking about the?
That's all you're laughing at.
Nope.
The Infinity Internal
Elemental.
Let's, once again, we're going out of order here. Let's go in order.
Infernius Sponnington III, Esquire. For 10.
10 and a black.
And a black.
10 and a
black. It is a creature, flying. Demon, beast, crossed out beast, demon, grandchild.
Flying. First strike, trample, haste. This spell costs 3 less for each card you revealed this turn. And when it enters the battlefield, you may say, I'm here. And if you do, it deals 3 damage to target player.
I love it when they do silly things like that.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like, what was it? Like, the last Unset, you had to go around high-fiving everyone.
Yes. Or talk in a funny voice or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so good.
This
one right here is maybe the greatest card that I've ever seen in my entire life.
9/9. And, like, you reveal your, like, cards in your hand to lower the CMC by 3. That's crazy.
I need to read this.
The next one?
I need it.
All right, go ahead.
Infinity Elemental, 4/3 red. This creature has infinite power. Infinite!
Oh my goodness, 4 red, red, red.
Read the flavor text, I can't read it. Please read it.
I'll read it. It says, it's so infinite that its flavor text 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 says.
So it's an infinity 5.
Yeah, so infinity force power and toughness is 5. This is so stupid.
Gold. It's gold. Silly. It's gold.
It's a great card, I have to admit. It is a very, very flavorful, great card. The fact that it has infinite power is hilarious. So
that's what I was looking at. I was like, does that say 50 or is it the infinite symbol?
It's so funny.
The next card on the list, Surgeon General, crossed out, Commander. It's 3 colorless and a green for a legendary creature, Wombat Chameleon. Wombat Bat Chameleon, yes. Whenever you augment, enchant, or mutate a creature you control, draw a card. And it can tap for 1 of Wooburg.
That's really cool. 4/3/3.
It's dope.
That's going to be a commander right there for more.
You know what would have been hilarious, though, if they instead of Sturgeon General Commander, they had a picture of a sturgeon? Sturgeon General Commander?
Oh my god.
What? Come on!
Get your puns out of here.
No, but this is a hilarious card. I love the fact that it'll tap for any mana.
Yeah, it would be a really fun 5-color general.
Yeah.
Not be upset if somebody played this. I think it'd be cool. It's 4 mana, taps for any color, whatever. And it's hilarious. Wombat Bat Chameleon.
Yeah. That's
Wombat Bat Chameleon.
Wombat. The artwork is hilarious on it as well.
Yeah, that's why I want to draft this set. It looks so just silly. The next one is Flavor Judge.
Me.
It is a...
I'll judge your flavor.
It is a hilarious looking card. It's 1 colorless and a white for a creature, Bird Advisor 2/2.
It's a chicken ref.
It has... it is a chicken ref, yes. It has... It
rooster has, or chicken. I don't know.
It has tap...
Roosters are still chickens.
It has tap, choose target spell or ability that targets a permanent you control. Then ask a person outside the game if the story of what will happen makes sense. If they say no, sacrifice Flavor Judge and counter that spell or ability.
Literally, it's like anybody that plays D&D would like succeed deep. Literally, Brian would be great at this because he's a DM.
And then the flavor text is, and now they're trying to make a brick wall on my property, fight a dinosaur to the death.
The next one, Alexander Clamilton.
another legendary creature.
Look how happy you guys are. Aren't you happy you didn't spoil it?
He doesn't look happy. Mr. Clamilton does not look impressed.
Look at what kind of creature type he is.
A Clanfolk Advisor Rebel.
So he would be an Izzet Commander because he has a red ability. Whenever you cast a wordy spell, scry 2. A spell is wordy if it has 4 or more lines of rules text.
Brian's crying.
For 2 and a tap, choose target creature you don't control. Reveal the top card of your library. Alexander Clamilton gets XO until end of turn, where X is the number of lines of rules text of the revealed card. Alexander Clamilton fights that creature.
And it's a 0/4. Isn't that fantastic. Everything? That's fantastic.
I'm going to squirt at you.
This next one will make our friend Eddie happy.
It's a squirrel.
A Cornelia.
Oh my god, I
live.
Filter.
For 3 and a black. Okay, legendary creature squirrel. whenever you cast a spell with a scroll in its art, you get an acorn counter. Whenever a scroll you control enters the battlefield or dies, you get an acorn. For two in a black, pay X...
Acorns.
Acorns. Target creature gets minus X until end of turn. Or you pay a green and pay X acorns. Target creature gets plus X until end of turn. That's pretty cool.
This was made for Sherman. Sherman loves themes.
I do. Especially when it comes to counters and everything.
Well, and squirrels in the artwork.
So my thing is, like, why aren't the squirrels throwing the acorns? I just want to see one.
I love it.
Like, everybody loves squirrels.
I do.
You know? So, like,
the I think that's the only tribe that I would allow someone to play.
For the unsets?
Unset.
Yeah. I would let people play mostly unset, especially if you wanted to drop that Earl of Squirrel down.
I wouldn't even. It's just dumb and fun.
I would love to have a squirrel deck, but in all honesty, in the cards that are already out, in, like, the legal cards, I should say, there's not that many squirrels. So, but in these, unsets, there's so many squirrels.
Yeah.
Acornelia, fashionable filter.
How fashionable.
I love it.
I think Earl Squirrel is the only legendary squirrel commander you can have besides this now. So,
Boomstacker.
So, it's a two in a red.
Need more energy in that. Visitor.
0/0.
Exactly.
Boom! So as the boom stacker enters the battlefield, and whenever it attacks, stack two die, stack two dice on top of it. Okay. Boom stacker gets +1/+1 for each die in its stack. Interesting. When it attack, or it must attack each combat, and when a stack falls, sacrifice it? Oh my goodness!
Isn't that fun?
So if you have
Jingle!
How you stack. It's just like the buffet.
Just like a buffet. You know what? It doesn't say it has to be a six-sided die.
Sure doesn't.
So,
I choose a two-sided die, my coins.
But even if you had, like, really nicely shaped
dice. What are the pointy dice? The caltrop looking ones?
Oh, the d4s.
D4s.
Yeah. Make a house of cards with the d4s. Make the boom stacker pyramid.
Yeah. Well, like, would, like, leaning it against it counter stacking? I think that would
be... It has to be free stacking, though, right?
It has to be free stacking.
Sometimes
I'm free stacking myself.
There's questionable things happening here.
Yeah. You guys can use your imagination for what we're doing here.
This is why we need to start recording this.
This next one, I am going to make a commander deck out of.
Pippa!
I don't care if anyone wants to play it. I'm
Pippa,
going to play it.
Pippa! The Duchess of Dice.
And it's Simic colors because it's got the blue.
Oh, for, yeah.
In the bottom.
Okay. It's a legendary human noble, two and a green. It's a Simic commander, and it has two abilities. The first one, two and a green, tap, roll a six-sided die. It becomes a green dice creature with power and toughness, each equal to its result.
How fun.
Its second ability is two and a blue, re-roll any die.
That's awesome.
What type of character
Activate
was it?
Activate this ability only anytime it makes sense.
Right?
It definitely makes sense to do this right now.
When it comes to following orders, it was do or die.
You know, this would actually be really fun to play too with like any of those like weird like roll a dice, try to get whatever. Like it just like if you could.
Honestly, you know what we should do?
What?
A secondary one where we draft this, but also with the plane chase? Yes.
Heck yeah.
Oh. No.
Crazy.
I reroll this dice.
Oh, roll the planar die. It makes sense.
Yeah, chaos.
Can you please justify your actions to me?
But like reroll it on someone else's turn.
Yeah.
And re-roll it for them.
Strutting,
look at this turkey!
Strutting turkey.
Oh, so they brought back the mechanic for...
So a mix-and-match mechanic.
Yeah. So it's a 3 and a white for a 2-2 bird. So if it has, like, that split card where you can, like... I can't remember what you call it.
Make it a split,
modify it or whatever.
Augment or whatever.
Yes, thank you. So when this creature enters the battlefield and then blank, right? Because it's, like, the front of something, so you just gotta do something else.
Give it
and
a back.
Yeah, and the second part is exile target creature card with converted mana cost 2 or less from your graveyard. When it has augment, combine it with a host you control. Otherwise,
onto the battlefield.
Put it onto the battlefield. It's hard to read sometimes, but no, this is an interesting card.
This one, the next one looks very, very fun. Rings a bell.
Oh, I wanted to make a deck called that.
It's a two colorless blue enchantment. As Rings a Bell enters the battlefield, choose a word with four or more letters. After you say the chosen word for the first time each turn, an opponent may ring up or imitate a bell within 5 seconds. When no opponent does, draw a card.
Boom shakalaka.
I know exactly which word I'm doing. Four more letters.
Anything? Like, hello?
I can't say it.
Yeah. PG. But that's a fun card.
So fun!
You gotta remember your own trigger, and then
remember your own trigger. Like, so fun.
Yeah. This next card is the card I want to pull the most out of the entire set so far.
Enter the Dungeon. For a black sorcery, players play a magic subgame. Oh no! Under the table.
It's Shahar's art.
No!
Starting at 5 life and using their libraries as decks. The winner searches their library for 2 cards, puts them into their hand, then shuffles their library.
Wow.
What a waste of time. But literally having to hide under the table is going to be everything. It's literally under the table. Charizard.
We'll just have like a second mat. Like, why are you putting the mat underneath the table?
No reason.
You'll see.
No reason.
No reason at all.
Look at how fun this boy is.
Ooh.
Stir the draconic proofreader.
For 4 red.
I'm sorry, but if a draconic proofreader isn't Niv-Mizzet, I don't know who is, though. Real talk.
Well, it's Stir. Yeah.
It's a dragon bureaucrat
he
as well.
Literally, it's not Niv-Mizzet,
it's Stir.
It's Stet.
Stet?
Stet, yeah.
See, the T looks like an R from back here.
I zoomed right up, like I said.
Yeah. Anyways, he's a dragon bureaucrat.
Well, he's Stir to me.
Yeah,
he's got flying.
Whenever... it attacks. You may exile a card from your graveyard. When you do, the creature deals 4 damage to any target whose name begins with the same letter as the exiled card.
Its ability.
Is that a white?
Yeah.
Okay, so a white.
Making Boros viable.
Oh my god. 2020. Goodness. Delete the first letter of target permanent or player's name until end of turn.
Have fun.
I'm still laughing at that he's a bureaucrat.
Have fun. He's just like a filing man.
Or fun. I choose bureaucrats.
This is my bureaucrat deck.
Oh my god.
Well, sir, you guys down to politics here?
Just casting things, like causing red tape and everything. Like,
say that. You did not announce your end step.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to do that? You didn't announce it or bring it to the table for a vote?
You'll need to stamp that form for draw. Yeah.
That'd be a perfect deck, like commander deck, because you have like paperwork, like death and taxes kind of deal.
Yeah.
The player has like a filing thing with them.
Like an abacus. You need to
fill out their cards. That's what they're drawing from, a filing cabinet.
Oh my god.
Oh, you want to do that? You need to fill out form 1A. Here you go.
There's one of those like calculators that has like the ticket tape that'll like, yeah. Oh. So good.
This is so horrible.
Can I please have you proofread this?
This next one, actually, I super love. I think it's really fun. So it's called...
Pardon me for 1 second.
Oh, so satisfying.
So the next one's called Spirit of the Season. It's 1 and 2 green. It's a Tree Folk Spirit 3/3. When it enters the battlefield, it gains haste if it's summer. Put a 1/1 on it if it's autumn. You gain 5 life if it's winter. And if it's spring, you search your library for a basic land and reveal it, put it into your hand, then shuffle. So it's literally dependent on
the season.
Yeah, so fantastic. Right now, for us, like, we'd get 5 life.
It would be like great if like you had to say like ho 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 if it was winter or something
right?
like that.
Like,
at the beginning of your upkeep, you can gain 5 life, but you have to say ho ho ho.
I also just like love that it's got a little watering can. Like I love it.
And a scythe in his hand.
Cool,
this next one looks very fun to play. Sherman would love it because he loves the politics.
Frankie Peanuts,
2 white. Legendary creature, Elephant Rogue. I like that part already. Yeah. For 2/3. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may ask target player a yes or no question. If you do, that player answers the question truthfully and abides by that answer if able until end of turn. That is great but horrible. I would have so many.
Will you
questions.
Attack me? Yes.
This is going to be like.
It doesn't have to be related to the game. Yeah.
I mean, true. This is like.
Truth or dare.
This is truth or dare, the card.
Have you ever broken the law?
I love the flavor text on it. Don't cross him or you'll end up sleeping with the merfolk.
That's awesome. Oh, there's so many questions you can ask. And like, it doesn't have to be related to the game.
Oh my god, this is bad for Sherman.
Which one? The next one? Avatar of Me. I just love the artwork already.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, for 2 blue-blue, creature avatar, it's a star-star. This spell costs 1 more to cast for each 10 years you've been alive. Really? Really? That's not fair to me. That's not fair. I'm old.
Sherman's casting this for 100.
Avatar of Me's power is equal to your height in feet. I'm short!
I know, I said this card's bad for you.
And its toughness is equal to your American shoe size.
Ooh, I have a big one.
Oh, round to the nearest, what is it?
Nearest half.
Avatar of Me is the color of your eyes. Wow.
So what? I have a 2 cost. Sorry, I have a 6 cost. 5. 7.5.
What color is it?
Green.
Oh, man.
What about people with brown eyes?
Jacob has a 6 cost. Yeah, his would be a 6 cost, 6'15".
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Wait, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
I'm short.
I feel that on a deep level.
Yeah.
Fun.
This is a fun card, but I would draft it just to have it in collection.
Yeah, but I would no way I would be playing it. But it's no, very
it would be so terrible for me.
Sherman's
you know what
like
big
12.
Shoes mean? Big toughness.
Well, that okay. Sounds like a future meme right there.
Infernal Spawn of Evil. 6 colorless, 3 black.
It's also like a little... It's just
the happiest mouse of life.
Yeah, this little boy drinking hot cocoa.
It's a creature that's a mouse. Beast.
First strike.
7/7 first strike. Ooh. Flying first strike.
Yeah. 1 black. How's he flying? Reveal Infernal Spawn of Evil from your hand. Say, it's coming! Infernal Spawn of Evil deals 1 damage to target opponent or player. Said. Activate this ability only during your upkeep and only once each turn.
That's hilarious.
It's coming!
It's coming! It's coming! It's like you're taunting.
I would never cast it.
I keep on saying, like, it's coming. Yeah, just wait for it. It's coming.
And I bounce Infernal Spawn of Evil to my hand and play it again.
I also love this one because, oh my god, sorry for touching your
feet. No, all good.
I love this one for its creature type and name. So it's called the Abstract Iguanart. It's one in a red. It's a creature. Art lizard. Whenever you cast a spell, note the first letter of its artist's name. If that letter wasn't already noted, put a 1/1 count on Abstract Iguanart. Another moving piece by the artist El Gecko.
A really good El thing Gecko. To actually make you look at the artist because a lot of people ignore. Who
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, not me, but a lot of people.
All 4 of us love artwork, and we like remember like the artist that draws and everything. So I like this card. It does promote the artist
totally
as well.
This next one too is super
fun.
Poor
pooch.
B-I-N-G-O.
B-I-N-G-O.
B-I-N-G-O. And Bingo was his name. Oh. So it's a 1 and a green. He's a creature hound, obviously. With Trambample. He's got a 1/1. Whenever a player casts a spell, put a chip counter on its converted mana cost. Bingo gets 9/9 for each set of 3 numbers in a row with chip counters on them.
So the artwork
has like a dog with numbers 1 through 9.
The flavor text is there was a farmer had a hound.
Yeah.
This card is
and Bingo was his name.
Thank you, Ryan.
Anyways, it has 1 through 7. Yeah, it's got 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, 7, 6, 0.
Ah.
Yeah.
8, 5, 3, 2, 0, 6. Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? That's 2 threes.
This is an 8.
No, that's not. That's a 3.
Right here that I can see blown up on the screen. That is an 8.
I'm calling it a 2 threes.
Well, it's an 8.
Well, 2 3.
I disagree. Oh my god, I love.
Oh no.
He's back! The Infernal Spawn of Infernal Spawn of Evil.
Jumping ahead a little bit here, but that's okay.
Look at me, I'm the DCI.
Look at Miyaka TCI. It's a 5 white wipe.
It looks like a pile through.
Sorcery.
I read the card. 5 white wipe. Ban a card other than a basic land for the rest of the match. All cards with that name in any zone or sideboard are removed from the match. Few understand the DCI's rigorous decision making. That goes in the Dragon Bureaucrat deck for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Also, Chicken a la King, get out of here. These cards are so fancy.
What about
so
blue? Fancy. Creature bird. Whenever a 6 is rolled on a 6-sided die, put a 1/1 counter on each bird. And then you can tap an untapped bird you control, roll a 6-sided die.
And then literally just like roll it again with Pippa.
Yeah, this would go in it,
but I love the flavor text, all these. I'm going to keep reading them. During the chicken resistance, the king managed to keep his head while the others, well, just ran around.
Brilliant. Okay.
This next one is the one that got Brian just a giggle in.
The infernal spawn of infernal spawn of evil.
Oh, so good.
Flying first strike champ, trample. Beast demon child.
For 8 black.
And what does it do?
Once each turn, while you're searching your library, you may pay 1 in a black. Reveal infernal spawn of evil from your library and say, I'm coming too. If you do, infernal spawn of evil deals 2 damage to the player of your choice.
So if you play both of them,
I'm coming too. Dad,
wait up for me. My legs are so short.
Oh, what's this next one? Blast from the past.
Oh my god, this is
lasers.
Oh, and they had the old.
They had to put awesome. And they had to put madness in here. Yeah. Wow, madness, cycling kicker, flashback, buyback. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so the madness causes 1 red. Cycling causes 1 in a red. Kicker's 3. 2 in a red. Flashback's 3 in a red. And buyback's 4 in a red. Okay, and blast from the past deals 2 damage to any target. If this spell was kicked, create a 1/1 red goblin creature token.
Yo, the fact that it has madness, though, is kind of dope.
It is pretty cool.
The fact that it has everything is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Like, it has all of the effects.
The next card, Sherman.
Oh, old fogey.
Gee, Sherman, you didn't age well.
Is this a reprint?
I can't remember.
I think they had something like this, but let's see what it does.
So a green, summon dinosaur.
That's how you know it's like old style.
Ooh, phasing.
7/7 for, and has phasing, cumulative upkeep of 1, echo, phasing 3, band with other dinosaurs. Yes. Protection from Omerids, snow-covered plains, planeswalk, flanking, and rampage 2.
And then read the flavor text.
You're going to love it.
You guys have to read it. It's too far for me.
These kids today with their collector numbers and their newfangled tap symbol, 20 Black Lotus and 20 Plagrass. Now that's real magic.
It's so true. Back in the day when like no one knew, like you had like maximum 4 copies. Like you would have like plague rack decks, you know, or like nothing but lightning bolts in your deck. It's so hilarious.
Meet my 40 lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Oh, you're playing a birds? Well, that's bolted.
Nothing like just going on and on and on with that stuff, right? So.
Oh my god, this is amazing. Staying power. What is it? 2 and a white or 3?
2 and a white.
Until the end of turn, and this turn effects don't end.
Oh. An enchantment, yep.
Oh.
So everything is forever.
Everything's forever.
And so, ever, and ever,
and ever.
The next one, Johnny Combo Player.
Oh, this is a brief.
This is your brother.
A legendary creature. 2 colorless.
What kind of legendary creature is it?
He is a human gamer. Mountain Dew.
Gamer!
And so for 4 colorless, search your library for a card, put that card into your hand, then shuffle your library. Read the flavor text.
Just wait till I get my Crack Clan Ironworks, Genesis Chamber, and Grinding Station. Oh yeah, and a second Mirror Retriever.
Sounds about right.
That's so cute.
Oh boy.
And
the next is just an Augment Bat.
Yeah. Yes.
It has no costing.
But it has flying, and at the beginning of each end step.
Okay. Its casting cost is the Augment thing. That's what that is. Okay, yeah.
So, where was I? Oh, yeah, flying at the beginning of each end step. If an opponent lost 3 or more life this turn, and then it does whatever because it's augmented, right? And the augment cost is a 1 in a black.
I love this. Fun. He looks like he's scratching his head like...
Yeah, he's like, I'm a bat.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm a bat.
I'm going to put this next card in Norrin the Wary. It's going to happen. I don't care. I'm playing it. Strategy, smadgy. It's one colorless and a red. Sorcery. Roll a six-sided die. Strategy, smadgy has the indicated effect. If you roll a one, do nothing. Two, destroy all artifacts. Oh. Three, destroy all lands.
Oh my god.
Four, strategy, smadgy deals three damage to each creature and each player. Five, each player discards their hands and draws seven cards. Six, repeat this process two more times.
Wow. You could go forever and ever.
Statistically speaking, yes, you could.
Especially if with Pippa.
Ooh.
Roll that dice again.
More squirrels on the next one.
Oh, I love this one. This is a wicked card.
Squirrel farm?
Yes.
I'm farming squirrels.
Yeah. Two in a green. Enchantment. For one in a green, reveal a card in your hand. Covering the artist's credit.
So you have to hide who the artist is. Target opponent guesses the artist. If they guess wrong, create a 1/1 green squirrel creature token.
Oh, oh, amazing.
Man, that's amazing.
No one's going to know any of the artist names, really.
And the ignorant shall fall to the squirrels.
If it was me, like, I would look at, like, if I can't remember, I just look at the artwork, look at the cards that I would have in my hand, and try to relate the artist to it.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Because, like, you know certain artists have certain styles.
Style.
So, like, I'm personally a big fan of Therese Nielsen, for example. So I know a lot of her artwork.
Do you know what? They should have really put, like, in there, like, players cannot search on their cell phones.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the rules.
They have to guess.
They have to guess. But the cards in your hand, you can still look.
Mm-hmm.
That's legal, right? You know, because it's part of
the game. If you have the same card, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you read this one?
Yeah. MC! Yeah.
For two and a white, whenever a creature enters the battlefield, you may stand up and in a deep booming voice, presenting... And that creature's name. If you do, put a 1/1 counter on that creature.
I would totally do this. Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, presenting Earl Squirrel!
In the blue shorts.
Weighing 300 pounds and 12 inches. That was wrong.
Next one, Richard Garfield, PhD. This is a reprint, I'm more uncertain.
I don't think this is. I think this is a new one that's just to honor.
He only has four fingers.
Richard Garfield is who made Magic.
Yeah, I thought they made this card already.
Maybe. I don't think any of these are reprints.
No, well, the combo player...
this.
The combo player one, Johnny Combo Player is a reprint for sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But just in case, Richard Garfield, PhD is a 3 blue-blue human designer. You may play cards as though they were other cards of your choice with the same mana cost. You can't choose the same card twice. Mana cost includes colors. So, and it's a 2/2. So this is a really interesting one. So you can basically play something and just be like, oh no, it's actually this instead.
Oh, I totally need the next card.
Booster Tutor?
Booster Tutor, open a sealed magic booster pack. Reveal the cards and put one of them into your hand.
You save that Urza Saga pack for all those years for this. That's funny.
That's awesome. You know, you know what would suck? Because, like, for us, like, well, the LGS we go to, Odersen, the owner will sometimes sit in and play draft with us. Okay?
Yeah. And, like, oh my god, he would soak it up and just grab whatever.
That's what happened last time with Unstable, right? He got the card where he could grab anything from, like,
any card he owned outside of the game.
Oh, he owned everything!
Yeah, so he went to the case.
Yeah, so he went to the case, he grabbed balance. Right? And then someone else, like, had that card as well, so they're like, oh, I know you have balance. So they went up, bought balance, came back, played it. During the draft.
That's hilarious. Like, that reminds me of, like, the from Lord of the Rings. You have no power here.
So, yeah.
Yet another Aether Vortex. 3 colorless red enchantment. All creatures have haste. Players play with the top cards of their library revealed. Non-sorcery cards on top of the library are on the battlefield under their owner's control in addition to being in the library.
Oh,
what?
It puts the vortex in flavor text.
I love it.
Oh, that's crazy. Timmy, power gamer.
Right, love this card. I love this so much.
You can dress like this for the pre-release?
I might. Timmy, power gamer for 2 green-green, legendary creature, human gamer. For 4, you may put a creature card from your hand onto the battlefield, and the flavor text is just wait until I get my Gigantosaurus.
For 1/1.
It's another, what's it called? Elvish Piper.
Yeah.
But I think Elvish Piper's still cheaper.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no. Look at me. I'm R&D for,
Many scribbles.
Or 2 white-white.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so, enchantment. Look at me. I'm R&D. Enters the,
comes into play, choose a number, or enters the battlefield.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I get it. Enters the BF. Okay. Choose a number and a second number, one higher or one lower than
the first number.
All instances of the first chosen number. Oh my goodness.
In the full text of each permanent, spells and cards in any zone are the
second chosen
number.
So it's like the one we talked about last where you could change it. So I will change all 1/1s to 7/7s.
Oh!
Oh! You dip!
That's pretty cool.
Oh! Man!
Make all the squirrels 7/7s.
Yeah.
The next card.
Oh, Cheaty Face. This is definitely a reprint. I know that for a fact. This is definitely a reprint.
If Cheaty Face is in your hand, you may sneak Cheaty Face out of the battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
If an opponent catches you right away, that player may exile Cheaty Face, flying.
2/2? Yeah.
Yeah, so, I've seen this one before. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Inhumaniac.
For 1 and black.
He's a brainiac.
He is a brainiac.
Cute. At the beginning of your upkeep, roll a 6-sided dice. On 3 or 4, put a 1/1 counter on Inhumaniac. On 5 or higher, put 2 1/1s on him. And on a 1, remove all 1/1s on
Crit
him.
Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, actually.
So that's...
He's so cute. I love him.
For the mind-minded mastermind.
I love him.
Oh, Goblin Haberdasher.
Haberdasher.
I just love that name. Oh, this is a reprint as well, I think.
I don't know. It's got Menace, so that's cool.
They might take a bunch of these maybe reprints, yeah.
Yeah. Super Red has Menace. Other creatures you control wearing hats in their art have Menace. It is 2/2.
Oh, this is Sherman. Yeah. He's going to have a hat deck now.
I know.
What?
An accessory in every sense of the word.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And this next one's another augment card, so it's
Where's
that bat when you need it?
Yeah. So whenever a non-token creature enters the battlefield, blah, and it gives whatever it is -1.
The slash on the bottom, I thought I was like, is it -17, -0?
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. So it's augment, it's only 1 green. Adorable Kitten is back! Adorable Kitten is a 1 white and has... It's a 1/1 and has... When this creature enters the battlefield and then roll a 6-sided die, you gain life equal to the result. So, I love
I'm sorry, but can I get a half squirrel, half kitten?
Yeah, because whenever a if you do that, whenever a non-talking creature enters the battlefield, you would roll a 6-sided die and then you would gain
life equal to the result.
Yeah.
Half squirrel, half kitten.
Yep.
True.
Squirrel kitten.
Yeah.
Squitten.
Squitten.
Squitten. Squitten.
Oh, I like this one.
Quirl.
Curl.
Common courtesy. 2 colorless, blue for an enchantment. Whenever a player casts a spell without asking your permission while casting it, counter that spell. Whenever a player asks your permission to cast a spell and you refuse, counter that spell and sack common courtesy.
Welcome to
the magic world. Can I just say, please check out our episode on etiquette to really get into
common courtesy.
I wish more people had common courtesy.
Do you mind if I play this one card?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I feel like you can.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember, it's a spell. Like, plain land does not count because it doesn't use a stack or anything like that. So, and you're not casting it. But
Jumbo Imp.
Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah, I can get down with some Jumbo Shrimp.
2 colorless black for a creature imp flying. As it enters the battlefield, roll a 6-sided die. Jumbo Shrimp. Yeah, you guys got it in my mind. Jumbo Imp enters the battlefield with a number of 1/1 counters equal to the result. At the beginning of your upkeep, roll a 6-sided die and put a number of 1/1 counters on it equal to the result. At the beginning of your end step, roll a 6-sided die and remove a number of counters equal to that result.
Ooh.
I like that.
Ooh. I'm not talk about gambling there.
I told you, I love to gamble. It's fun. Ooh, fun.
What's fun?
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh.
Read it to us, hope.
Goblin Tutor for one red. It's instant. Roll a six-sided die. If you roll a one, Goblin Tutor has no effect. Otherwise, search your library for the indicated card, reveal it, and put it into your hand, then shuffle your library. For two, a card named Goblin Tutor. For three, any enchantment. Four, an artifact. Five, a creature. And six, an instant or sorcery. So it's
That's nice.
It's a rando tutor, which is very fun.
Yep, totally down with that.
Totally dope. Oh my god, slaying Mantis.
This next card, I'm a wrestler. Yes,
Mantis, slay.
So five green, insect wrestler for 6/6. Just a second. It's availability. Oh my goodness. As long as this spell is,
the stack. Read it, baby.
Players can't move cards on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can't...
I'm just going to rearrange. No.
You can't tap or anything.
Tapping's moving a card.
Yeah.
But you can sack.
When it enters the battlefield by being...
Permanent.
It enters the battlefield by being thrown from a distance of at least 3 feet. When it enters the battlefield, it fights each creature and opponent controls that it touched as it entered.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just gotta weight that card a little
also
bit.
Like, put a coin in it. It doesn't have to be from 3 feet across. You could go up. Like, you could stand on a chair and throw it down.
That's true. You know what would be fun?
Just think about it.
It is an unset. Technically speaking, would you affect other people's board states that are playing?
Oh, you could, yeah.
Because remember, in the last one, they would have that where you can affect other people and all that stuff, right? So you can interrupt their games or give cards to other people in other games. I would do the same thing. It was hey, I don't want to face you in the next match. So I'm going to fling this at all your cards. So I make it so that you lose.
That would be hilarious. That's 100% what we should be doing.
This next card should be cast specifically at Gaddock Teague every game.
Okay. AWOL! 2 and a white. Instant. Exile target attacking creature. Then remove it from the game. Then put it into the absolutely removed from the freaking game forever zone.
It's lost on the milk carton. It's lost on the milk carton. Amazing.
I love this next one. I read it. It is silly.
Read it. I can't read it. It's too
topsy turvy. Topsy turvy.
It's upside down. First off,
it's got little beebles on it.
2 and a blue. The phases of each player's turn are reversed. The phases are in reverse order.
End step.
Post combat main, combat pre combat main, and beginning. As long as there are three. As long as there are more than two players in the game, the turn order is reversed.
So turn order and turn order is reversed.
Yeah, that's that
one. With your answer?
Way to throw a wrench into the game.
Wow, that's crazy.
That would be so hard to keep track of.
Skull salsa.
Skull salsa.
Skull salsa's hilarious.
I love sauce.
I want some sauce.
Give me that sauce, baby.
It's so hard to play with this card, but it's so much fun. Okay, so it's 4 black. Okay, this is a reprint, all right? So it's a zombie head. Fine. When Skull Saucer enters the battlefield, destroy target creature and put your head on the table. Sacrifice Skull Saucer when your head stops touching the table. This is so much fun in drafts, because you'll see someone play and then instantly their head goes on the ball. On the table, and they have to play like that. They'll ask the questions okay, what's on the board? I can't see, and you can say what it is or not, whatever. They have to it's really, really difficult, and your head really does your neck gets tired.
What if you have a piece of wood that's from a table and you're just
it has to be on the table.
No body is ready for this kind of power.
it's such a silly card.
This next one is called Sixy Beast. So it's 4 and a red.
3 and a red,
4 total.
Yeah.
That was a trick question. As 6 EBs enters the battlefield secretly with 6 or fewer 1/1 counters on it, then an opponent guesses the number of counters. If that player guesses right, sack it after it enters the battlefield. Cool.
It's 6, isn't it? No, I give it a 1.
That's, okay, Elvish impersonators.
That's awesome.
Which has an... Elvis.
Yeah. 3 and...
I'm Elvish.
For elves. As it enters, roll a 6-sided die. Its base power becomes the first result, and its base toughness becomes the second result.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. O So it's a one white enchantment. This is a great removal enchantment for white, okay? And very, very random, okay? When Go to Jail enters the battlefield, exile target creature an opponent controls till Go to Jail leaves the battlefield. At the beginning of your upkeep, if the exile card's owner, beginning of the upkeep of the exiled card's owner, that player rolls 2 6-sided die. If they roll double, sacrifice Go to Jail.
So this is like, you get to play craps.
Yeah.
It's Monopoly.
It is Monopoly. This is where they got this idea from.
Love it.
So
it's not original.
What?
It's not original. What?
Carnivorous Death Parrot.
Wow, heavy metal.
One colorless and a blue for a bird. 2/2
Blood.
Flying at the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice Carnivorous Death Parrot unless you say its flavor text.
Save a kill spell to deal with this guy.
I love it.
And then the 2/2 flyer. Oh my goodness.
Dirty rat. So it's again whenever the creature enters the battlefield. It's a host. Target opponent discards a card.
And 1/1 That's actually a really good ability.
Yeah.
So, and it's a common too.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Super duty death.
Super duper.
Sorry.
Learn to read.
Sorry, sir. Super duper. 2 colorless, 1 red. Instant. Trample.
What?
Ooh.
This spell can deal excess damage to its target's controller.
Fun!
Super duper death ray deals 4 damage to target creature. Coming through.
Oh, coming through.
That's cool. Putting trample on a,
on an instant?
Yeah.
What a neat spell.
You guys want some free range chicken?
Free range chicken?
I only eat it. Creature bird. For 2, 1 and a green, roll 2 6-sided die. If both are the same, free chicken gets XX on a turn, where X is that result. If the total result is equal to any other total you have rolled this turn, for example, sacrifice it. For example, if you roll 2 3s, it gets 3/3. If you roll a 4 and a 2, later in the turn, sacrifice it.
Fun.
Oh, I love these so stupid colors.
Humming is a reprint for sure.
Yeah, so it's an augment.
Flying. Yeah, augment. Whenever you attack with 2 or more creatures, and then
whatever
gets +2/+3,
and flying,
yeah, and yeah. Augment is a 3 and a white. So magic word, on the other hand,
that's what I'm laughing about.
Oh, okay, 2 and a blue. Okay, enchantment aura, enchant creature. As magical magic word enters the battlefield, choose a word. Whisper the chosen word.
Wubba lubba dub
dub. Tap enchanted creature. Wubba lubba dub dub.
Wubba lubba dub dub. Oh, Brian. Oh, I hope you come to this event.
Wubble of a dub dub. Please tap that creature. So you, awesome. You have to, it should be like, you have to do as if you're casting. Wubble of a dub dub. Tap that. Oh, I guess no one can really see my hand gestures or anything.
Magic hands.
Next one. Duh.
Duh.
Literally, duh.
Doing. So it's 1 black.
Reminds me of Community.
Yeah.
Duh.
So destroy a target creature with reminder text. I can't read that.
Reminder text is any italicized text in parentheses that explains rules to you that you already,
know. Like trample.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or augment or whatever.
But trample's not in parentheses. Oh, yes, it is.
But like if it described trample did.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I already know what that does. I'm stupid.
No.
What does the sticky note say?
I can't read that.
Daniel, read it.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing? Where is he?
He's not looking.
He's going ahead. Where is he? He's cheating.
Cheating face.
Judge.
Will players understand that this creature is being cursed by parentheses, not a chance?
Duh. The next one is Quaman Iguana. It's another like host creature that you can augment. So it's for 1 and a red. Whenever the creature enters the battlefield, blah, blah, blah. You may discard a card. If you do, draw cards. That's cool. Oh my gosh. Never had one of these.
We're going to, this will be the last one. And then we're going to
talk about,
talk a little more. Yeah. So this is, we're into the commons now.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
I feel like we went through the whole set, but it's fun. It's just exciting.
We're only like seven cards off from going through the whole set.
So this one's called Growth Spurt. It's a 1 and a green. It's an instant roll, 6-sided die. Target creature gets access to the end of turn where X is a result. More to love.
Yeah.
Friendly, nature loving, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I want it to be done, and then I read the name of the next
card. You have to do it, okay?
Night of the Hokey Pokey, and you turn yourself around.
True white.
That's
for a night. First strike, 2/2, for 2, do the Hokey Pokey. Prevent all damage a sorcerer of choice would deal to the Knight of Hokey Pokey this turn. To do the Hokey Pokey, choose an arm, a leg, or whole self and put it in. Put it out, put it in. Shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey.
Turn yourself around.
And the flavor text is, that's what it's all about.
That's hilarious. I love that it gives you instructions for the Hokey Pokey.
I put my body in.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
There's set. One more. Sorry. We're almost done. We'll quickly go through the last.
Oh section. My god, you knew that.
Hoisted Hireling, 2 and a black for 2/1. It's a zombie. It has flying for as long as it's being held above the battlefield.
That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
All okay. Right. We gotta stop. We gotta stop.
We gotta stop.
That other augment card, the merman, had me laughing.
Had like the fish of, top and the man legs.
Yeah, but I was thinking of Zoolander. You're dressed up like a mermaid. Merman, Dad. Merman.
Okay. So let's talk about the set in Commander. Okay.
I'm just gonna give my opinion. Should be legal.
Well,
I put some cards in, but like some of the random cards would add like a little bit of spice, like a black,
the Infinite Lotus or whatever.
No, like Eddie's deck where it's the pillow fort, and then he has the hokey pokey guy, and you just see him like dancing about while he's attacking.
I
don't think that you should be able to play the Infinity Elemental. Yeah. Okay.
That's fair.
But I think
he's only at Infinity 5.
I think common sense should reign supreme here. I think that some of these legendary creatures would be, if somebody wanted to play the Timmy Gamer one where it was like you could play it and then for 4 put a creature in, I think that'd be hilarious.
That's just an Elvish Piper, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's more expensive.
Yep.
But once again, it just comes down to like your play group and everything. Always
and has Timmy on the front.
I'm fine with both of these.
If somebody wanted to play Bob, like the Bevy of Beebles, like that Planeswalker, I'd be totally fine with that.
At the end of the day, Commander's supposed to be fun. These all seemed fun. We were laughing the whole time looking at these. Like, there's a lot of them just look like silly things. Like, if somebody played these things and if somebody wanted to, from like, hold a creature above the battlefield so it had flying, I think that's hilarious.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
I would be into it. If somebody wants to destroy a creature and then have to, like, have their head on the table, I also think it's hilarious. That's fine.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to Charizard me under the table, I'll do it.
Yeah.
What if somebody wants to play Spawn of Evil? Catch you under the constantly? Table. Oh, boy.
Hey.
But yeah, like, it's just, there is a lot of cards that I think would just be fun. I think a lot of these, the Surgeon General Commander as a legendary creature, I think could be a 5-color tribal deck for something silly. Like, I think it would be a really, really cool enchantment commander.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's 5-color enchantment.
Yeah. But like, overall, like, there's some cards that are really strong, for sure, like most things. But like, overall, I don't mind when people play with...
I think you're right. It's ask the table, especially if it's the commander. Then you know it's there, it's sitting out, ready to go. Hey, do you guys mind if I play this? This is my blah, blah, blah deck. And if you played the don't like joy, then that's fine.
Even if you played the Circadian one, you know, where it's either it's vigilance or flying.
If somebody had that in their deck, I wouldn't be upset. I would think it's funny.
No, because it's like not
that. Again, it's common sense. Some of these things are obviously broken and like meant to be silly. And like, although the slaying mantis is funny, like don't. And I cannot stress this enough.
Do not throw your cards at my cards. Do not
throw cards at other commander players' decks. In a draft,
so you're telling me not to put like a nickel in the sleeve and?
Oh my god! Actually, never mind.
Remember, a sack of oranges does not leave bruises.
But yeah, like it's with everything, right? The goal of the game is to have fun, and if your play group wouldn't mind some of these, then I think it'd be good. There's a few people like to play the dinosaur set cards, the Transformer dinosaurs. I've allowed those as commanders before because I think they're funny.
Go Power Rangers.
The more legendary creatures that people can make decks around, the better. I love making decks. I love seeing new decks. And if somebody wants to make like a Pippa Duchess of Dice deck, that's hilarious.
I would gladly re-roll some dice.
Same.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very doable. I feel like it's very fun. I feel like it doesn't have to be ridiculous.
Or bingo.
The strategy one, I think, would be really fun to see played. Like, they'll roll a six-sided die.
Or that goblin.
The goblin tutor.
Goblin tutor would be fun.
Yeah, like, I think all of those would be just, like, solid cards. I like silly random things. And there's a lot of these that I wouldn't mind. Again, like, it's up to your play group. There's obviously a difference between the Johnny combo player go for a card and the Timmy, you know, like the...
Yeah, there's a huge difference in those.
Play things that are fun and stuff. And again, ask your play group and stuff. most of us aren't playing Commander tournaments, mostly because Commander tournaments don't really exist.
Yeah.
So if you, you know what I mean, you're playing with your friends and stuff, yeah, obviously don't bring Timmy Power Gamer out to a competitive night.
Yeah, but
and
like, then, check your meta.
Yeah, exactly. But if you, if you're just sitting there playing with your friends and stuff, I don't think anyone I play with would be upset if I played a Pippa dice rolling deck.
I 100% would not be. I encourage it aggressively.
Yeah. You know my stance.
I'm fine with the majority of these. Like they're not like super crazy powerful. Like for like ones that are supposed to be like really, really strong and powerful, they're not super, super
flavor
crazy.
Judge should be allowed to be in the game as well.
I'm coming in.
Flavor Judge.
Oh yeah, I'm coming in. Or the, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, the spawning.
I'm coming too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones I would definitely play, you know.
Alexander Clambleton.
The reason that I want to go play this event is because it seems like I'll just have fun. Yeah. And that's what the game's about. I can't see me sitting stoic through this and
Have you guys ever?
I've never drafted one of the unsets.
You never? Have you?
No.
Brian? I'm the only one that's ever drafted the unsets?
Yeah.
Well, previously I'm like looking at it, I'm like, you know what, like I don't think I would play any of these in my decks because, and I don't want to buy them because then they just are going to sit there.
Yeah, I agree. But like for me personally, whether they go into land, better, like the last unstable set, the lands were really nice. I like I wanted to get like so many of them. But
a few of Jacob's decks.
I was going to say
they're just wonderful.
Well, I think you took them all out of one.
Yeah. From personal experience, though, drafting an unset. Whatever it costs, let's say it's $20 to do it, okay? It's so much fun.
Yeah. You're definitely playing for an experience here. And there's, we all play Commander, we all love it and stuff. There is sometimes that it is fun. There's some sets that are meant to be, like the conspiracy sets were really, really awesome.
Those are meant to be drafted, obviously.
Yeah. And this is definitely a set that's meant to be drafted and whatnot. And like, you know, the way I look at it, okay, it's like I could either spend, 2 or 3 hours watching a movie in a theater for like $20, whatever. Or you could draft
with friends. You're seeing people you like and look forward to, or meeting new people. And that's just it. This is a palate cleanser. You're paying for the experience to go out. If you aren't people who constantly play at a game store, like we play at a game store every Friday night.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not everyone does. Lots of people are home table players. Lots of people don't have a group. Yeah.
This is like a nice opportunity. Exactly. Because nobody's taking it too seriously. Nobody's coming in with like, it's,
We're looking at these in the flavor of Commander, and like we all love Commander and stuff.
Super fun.
But yeah, like I just, the end of the day is if anyone wants to make one of these decks into a Commander deck, and make a silly deck, I'm all happy to
bully
play
for them.
Yeah.
No, bureaucrats, you know, like, Orphan bureaucrats. That's what I would name and just start playing, like, all the changelings and everything. It's like, yeah, they're all also bureaucrats. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We're also cowards, too, so we can't block.
you want to file a grievance with this person? Please fill out this paper.
Play, like, old
if somebody showed documents. Up with, like, forms ready to go, I would allow everything.
I would totally do that. I don't want to play things
you
like
want to attack
quarters.
Please fill out this
I
would totally do
form.
It
379B
yeah like I would allow it 100%.
You would like to move your creatures into attacking turn, please fill out C482
permission to enter the stack.
so you play it with what is it called, the common courtesy.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, fill out this form. Do I have permission to play this spell? No. Okay, you want to counter it? Can you please fill out this form?
Your hit has been denied.
a
rubber stamp and everything?
I really want to just try to get that cheaty genie on the field.
Cheaty face? Yeah.
Yeah, cheaty face, yeah.
Oh, look over there!
There's so many, like, I would totally do stuff like this, you know, and just have fun. Like, I don't see a problem with having a majority of these into a Commander or into your Commander deck. Once again, though, double check with your play group. Like, I know for a fact, like, our play group, there have been times when people are like, hey, do you mind if I have, like, one silver border or one gold border? It doesn't break the game. It's cheaper, and I just want to play. It's like, okay, fine. The majority of us don't care.
Yeah, I just like that fun. I just want to play Commander.
I just want to play Commander. I don't care what you really do. As long as like it's within the rules and everything, fine.
Pippa one I keep talking about, it's no different than me playing like the Zinder split in Okum. Like, roll die, I want to flip coins. It's the same concept.
Yeah. So.
Oh, one of the spoiled ones that isn't on this list is Crack's Other Thumb. What? It lets you just reroll dice, just like Rex. Oh, yeah. Thumb lets you reflip.
Yeah. No, I like magic word. Because one is blue, and two, you have to come up with like whatever word to say.
Yeah.
That's just rereading.
Oh, up. Yeah. The, what was it, Brian? Wubba Lubba Dub?
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
Yeah. Rick and Morty.
I've never seen it.
What?
What? What?
Never.
What?
Should I?
Yes, you should. You would. It was something that you would
totally... If you like Wubba Lubba Dub Dub, there's much better.
Yeah,
it's way better.
When you said it, so.
But
yeah, that's the show, guys. Let us know what you think about The Unset. Are you going to play it, at least for a draft? And how would you feel of some people including these cards? Do you think all of these should be banned? I know that a lot of the rules and design and ban on these are meant for... Obviously, you couldn't bring this into a standard set, but...
Yeah.
How game-breaking are a lot of these in Commander and stuff? Is there some you think should be fine, and would you like to include any of these in your decks?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I said to everyone, like, hey, if I play this one card, like MC, I really, really, really want to play MC and just be like, presenting!
That would be very fun. I would love to play that card.
Yeah.
I just want to play Alexander Klimbleton.
I feel that on a deep level, dog.
You just start singing. I would
100% make an A Cornelia deck.
Oh, yeah.
There's
acorns, yeah.
Acorns, squirrel, tribal. Anyways.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes,
thank you very much. If you want to reach out to us, all our Instagram, or I should say social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and as well, if you want to chat with us, reach out, get our Discord.
Yeah, or heck, drop us a rating on one of these platforms that we have. I don't know, like...
All that good stuff.
Yeah,
if
you like it, let us know. If you don't, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, any feedback is good feedback.
But anyways, that's the show.
Thank you so much for listening.
See ya.